Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the International Black Summit Blog Talk Radio Show. I am Jill Van Leesten, your host out of Atlanta, soon to be out of New Haven, Connecticut in 10 more days. I'm really excited about that. We have on the show, we have our host Henrietta out of Chicago, Glenn out of New York, and Jerry out of Virginia. So at this time, I just want everyone to know that we are having a few technical difficulties. If you have called in and want to make a comment, right now in this moment, we are not able to connect you. However, we will be able to connect you in about 5 or 10 minutes, and I'll let you know when. If you have a comment, you will press 1 to raise your hand. So in that, please sit back, relax, and enjoy the show, because we have a lot to talk about. So what I'm going to do, as we do and recite every Sunday evening at 8 Eastern Standard Time, is the Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our body, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Atlanta, Georgia, August 19th, 2012, above, below, within. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. You can find our declaration at www.blacksummit.org. Again, you're listening to the International Black Summit Radio Show. If you call in and would like to make a comment, please press 1, and I will put you live on the air. So tonight's topic is 14 days after the annual event of the International Black Summit. And we will also look at the question / inquiry that was created for 2012. However, before we get started, I want to share with you the purpose of the International Black Summit. The purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into their vision for the Black community and the world. We have a youth component, the Youth Summit purpose. We exist to facilitate the connection, self-expression, and empowerment of young people of African descent around the world. We are young people making our visions real in our communities and exemplifying the principles of youth, transformation, love, and possibility as a powerful approach to the universe. For all of you listeners out there, you're probably wondering, what is the summit, the International Black Summit? We are a conversation that is being given by life to the world through people of Black African descent. The conversation finds its expression in the declaration of the International Black Summit. And as I was reading the declaration, I would love for you to go on our website at blacksummit.org and read the declaration again and see where you find yourself. The International Black Summit is an event that takes place every first weekend in August of each year, attended by people of Black African descent who are committed to the unfoldment of the declaration in their lives. What is available through the summit? What's available is a gathering, an exploration of questions and issues, a place to clear yourself, acknowledgement, praise, and celebration, and a global shift. It's a gathering of people of Black African descent from diverse backgrounds, countries, lifestyles, opinions, and views, who come together to celebrate and empower the vision of the Declaration. It's an explanation of questions and issues which empower participants to realize their vision for the Black community and the world. It's a place to clear yourself, to be able to hear what life is telling you. It's acknowledgement, praise, and celebration of who we are as a people and the contribution we are in the world. It's a global shift in the conversation about who people of Black African descent are in the world. How can you get involved? We have shares, which are information sessions about the International Black Summit. We have the radio team. We have the facilitator body team, the registration team. You can donate to the K Young Scholarship Program. And again, you can sign up on our website at blacksummit.org and be in the conversation of empowerment of self. We're also on Facebook, International Black Summit, and we are a 501c3. Again, you are listening to the International Black Summit radio show. I am Jill Van Leesten, your host out of Atlanta, Georgia. We have our other hosts. We have Glenn out of New York, Jerry out of Virginia, Henrietta out of Chicago. If they are out there, please press 1 so I can open up your mic. Before we get started, I do want to make a few acknowledgments. I want to acknowledge the PADEG group. It's P-A-D-G-E. And PADEG are People of African Descent Empower. It's the African Descent Empowerment Group. And there are people right now, they are in New Jersey, I believe, and there's people from California, New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, and they are spending time with one another today and on into the evening. We have out there a lot of people from the summit, Byron, Glenn, Conrad. Our very own Claire is out there with her mother, Henrietta, Nayamo, Jonathan, Shirley, Joyce, Ade, Rosa, Charlie and her husband, Alex, Claudette, Godfrey, Orin, Mia's mother, Sandy. And we want to just send a big shout out. What they are doing is they come together and they are talking about their family. They're talking about issues such as youth at risk, what it is to take care of their family members. They're looking at some are into community gardens, so they're looking at the youth at risk, helping out with some of the people who have community gardens. So pretty much the intention is about coming together, utilizing resources, and hearing what other people are doing in their community, and they're discussing their vision and their contribution and how they can contribute to one another. So a big shout out to them, and they're having a great time fellowshipping. We want to send love and light to Ernest Jones, the International Black Summit DJ, to his family in this time of grief for his niece. Our thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family. And we also want to send out love and light to Gold Boot, Black Love, Edwin. We want to send love and light to his family and to Claire and his daughter. And if any of our listeners have lost a loved one or you are going through something, we are sending love and light to you as well. So to the topic, 14 days into the summit, the 2012-2013 question. What is available when I notice my trigger, be with what is, and trust that it provides me access to my vision fulfilled? I'll read that again. The inquiry that came out of the summit in Alabama, August 2nd through the 5th, was what is available when I notice my trigger, be with what is, and trust that it provides me access to my vision fulfilled? The word notice, be, and trust are all capitalized. Now, when I talk about this inquiry and the other inquiries through the International Black Summit, I am going to speak from the I. And when I speak from the I, for all of you new listeners, I want you to look at yourself and understand that when you speak or when I speak from the I am truly giving power to what I am saying, and I am inviting you to truly hear and see who I am as an individual. So every individual will have an interpretation of speaking from the I, and that is my interpretation. And know that speaking from the I is powerful. It's powerful. For me, what I notice is that when I am in my trigger, again, I am not in the space of trust, which I stated was capitalized. So this inquiry could be difficult, yet it's doable for me. It's only doable because I trust the conversation, I trust my transformation, and I trust the come from, meaning the questions/inquiry was created in the space of the International Black Summit in Birmingham this year. For me, the annual questions are self-generated by the participants who truly get their summit. The summit event is like no other, and you can only get its true beauty in existence if you are in attendance. Now, we can talk about it, but as my grandmother would always say, you will need to be about it to get it. It is transformation at its highest level, and then you go higher and deeper within you, because it all starts and comes from self. So again, you're listening to the International Black Summit radio show. I am Jill Van Leesten, your host out of Atlanta, Georgia. If you are on the line and you have any questions or would like to add to the conversation, please press 1 and you'll be live on the air. So now what we're going to do is we're going to look at the questions/inquiries that were developed or generated from the summit each year. For those new listeners, the International Black Summit was formed in 1991. So we have definitely been going strong. And again, if you have access to a computer, please go to blacksummit.org to learn more about us. Now, this year, I will read the question again. What is available when I notice my trigger, be with what is, and trust that it provides me access to my vision fulfilled? In 2011, we were in Chicago, and the question, and again, when I read each question, see what you can get out of it for yourself. What is available in life when I be with what is? What is the gift? Be with what is for me is either that of negative or positive. What is the gift? For me at that time, and I'm still learning and growing, it was forcing myself to learn about myself. And for me, learning about myself was somewhat difficult because I didn't want to see or get to know the person that I was being in times of a trigger and things of that nature. I wasn't comfortable with me. And so I needed to really, really get to the root of me at that time. And eventually when I got who I was being in the context of what is, in other words, what I was putting myself through, I had to move mentally, emotionally, spiritually, because I was suffocating me. The gift was and still is movement and trusting the universe, because it has truly provided in more ways than one. I know that I am taken care of because I feel free of self-doubt and that of being a victim. Know that I am and you are not your situation. That was the gift for me, knowing that I was not my situation and that I am greater than that. The next question, a declaration that came out of 2010 in Baltimore, Maryland. And Baltimore, Maryland was actually my first summit. So for that question, it was be with what is. Now, those are four small words. However, they are big. Be with what is. For me, being with what is was I was being a procrastinator. I was being that of self-doubt. I was being that of being a victim. I truly, truly saw myself and envisioned myself in some negative context, I have to say, as I'm going through this. And for me, what I got out of my first summit was how powerful and how great I truly am, and how everything starts with self, how everything starts with me. And I also got the importance of trusting the universe, just based on how the participants of the International Black Summit align with where the summit will be the following year. I was in awe. So just trusting the universe and learning about authentic listening, and we'll go into that a little bit, but learning about authentic listening and learning about the trigger and self-generation and alignment and the whole concept of everything starts with self, so there's no out there. It truly was mind-blowing for me, and it continues to be, because I'm constantly growing and constantly learning in this whole space of transformation. Again, you're listening to the International Black Summit Radio Show. I am Jill Van Leesten, your host out of Atlanta. And we have Glenn out of New York, Henrietta out of Chicago, and Jerry out of Virginia. They are all out and about taking a break this evening, so you have me for the whole hour. And know that you can find out more about the International Black Summit at blacksummit.org. The next question / declaration was in 2008 out of Anguilla. And you'll see as I go through, we have been all over the place. We are international. Anguilla, what aspects of myself am I listening to when I am present to? Well, let's go back. I'm sorry, I forgot London, England in 2009. In London, I am the source of my vision. That was 2009. I am the source of my vision. And when I was looking at that, the first thing that came to me, this is before that was 2009, so my first summit was 2010, I was like, what is my vision? I knew I had goals. I knew I had a five-year plan. But what is my vision? So I am proud to say that I do have a vision. And my vision is all youth and families in need to be in the space of inquiry as it relates to motivation, education, prosperity, peace, love, and health. And that's who I am. I am motivation, education, prosperity, peace, love, and health. And I want to be a vehicle for people in need, especially our youth. I am such an advocate for youth. And that's another way you can participate in the summit. We have a youth team as well. And I want to be a vehicle and a resource for families in need and for our youth. They are our future. And that motivation piece, the education, the prosperity for everyone, the peace and love. And that's something I truly, truly have grasped Even before I started thinking of what my vision is, I knew that I was that of love. All right. The next question / declaration was that in Anguilla, 2008. What aspects of myself am I listening to when I am present to? What aspects of myself am I listening to when I am present to? The word listening. Now, listening, for me, that word, again, is deep. In the International Black Summit, we talk about being an authentic listener. Listen to what is not being said. Be into someone's listening. Listen to the universe, spirit, self. For me, in order to be an authentic listener, I have to trust myself so that I can get what the universe is saying and asking of me. Listen has one word in it, and it is the word silent. If you write out listen, you hear, you will see the word silent. So for me, listen is to be silent. Be silent when listening. That, as far as the authentic listener, that's something that I truly am taking on and want to truly understand it. I know that I am truly working on not only listening to others, but also listening to myself and trusting myself. And when I say that, I mean, the meaning of that is when someone is speaking, I want to hear what they, my goal is to hear what they are not saying. When someone is speaking, I want to be in their listening. I want to be in their vision. I truly want to understand where they are coming from a humane perspective. So that is something, even though I'm in the conversation, trust and believe I am working and will continue to work on myself, and I am working on that listening piece because that is very powerful. In 2007, we were in New Orleans, and the inquiry was, I am present to blank in this moment. The word moment stood out for me when I read this inquiry. For me, the idea of time is very present. Time is a construct to provide order, and yet there never seems to be enough time for me. We, or I, am not promised tomorrow. All I have is in this moment. So I can think about my future, not live in my past, and truly be in this moment. Be whoever I choose to be and be okay with it. So there are certain words in each question declaration that will stand out for you. And for me, I'm truly present to the word time. And I think also I'm present to the word time because we have in the International Black Summit, we've had have a couple of people, special, wonderful people, make their transition. And they're young. And so I truly am present to time in this moment. The next question was that in 2006, we were in Highland Park, Michigan, and is, I am my vision fulfilled. I am my vision fulfilled. Again, what is your vision? What is my vision? And am I being my vision? Am I speaking my vision? So that's something I truly had to grasp. Am I being my vision? Am I speaking my vision? Hence, am I my vision fulfilled? In 2005, we were in Miami, Florida, and Chicago, and Jamaica. So the passion, the question was the passion, comma, ease, and action. Passion, ease, and action, and to be in three places, the International Black Summit was truly in action. And from what I understand, it came across as ease, and there was a passion for the conversation to get out there, and it definitely did. In 2004, we were in Guyana, and the declaration was, I am complete on who I know myself to be. I declare that I am enough. Now, that I love that. I declare that I am enough. There are a lot of times when I have self-doubt. I wonder about decisions that I've made. And just to know, a friend of mine gave me a wristband, and it says, I am enough. And I wear that often. And sometimes I have to remind myself that no matter what, I am enough. In 2003, we were in Bahia, Brazil, and the question and declaration was, I am complete on who I know myself to be. I declare that, dot, dot, dot. I am complete on who I know myself to be. I declare, dot, dot, dot. In 2002, again, these questions, what occurs in the summit each year is that based on the participants and what they bring to the summit, what they bring to the conversation, what they bring for themselves, we have the facilitators, they are in their authentic listening, and they actually can hear what the inquiry or what the question will be each year. So that's where that authentic listening comes from. Okay, so we are now with 2002. We were in Toronto, Canada, and the inquiry was, what is available in noticing all that I create that keeps me unconscious to the wonder I am? What is available in noticing all that I create that keeps me unconscious to the wonder I am? In 2001, we were in Tennessee. What is available by consciously owning all I create? What is available by consciously owning all I create? In 2000, we were in Philadelphia. Who am I being as the conscious creator of my life and community? Who am I being as the conscious creator of my life and my community? In 1999, we were in Jamaica, West Indies. What are the possibilities available from editing the script I've written for my life? What are the possibilities available from editing the script I've written for my life? Again, you are listening to the International Black Summit Radio Show. I am Jill Van Leesten, your host out of Atlanta. We have other hosts, Glenn out of New York, Henrietta out of Chicago, and Jerry out of Virginia. They are all taking a little break this evening. So I am here. We have some callers out there. If you would like to make a comment or share about your experiences, if you've been part of the summit, please press 1 and you will be live on the air. Next, in 1998, we were in Atlanta, Georgia, and the question was, who am I being in the world that I create for my vision? Who am I being in the world that I create for my vision? Again, there's the word vision again, and for me, just truly understanding what my vision is and who I am being in my vision is profound, because once I put it out there as far as my vision is concerned, it was amazing how the universe was right there. I felt like it heard me, and things just started happening and are continuing to happen for me. So once I realized what my vision is and I made a decision to be in my vision and to live in my vision, to speak my vision, things just started happening. In 1997, we were in South Africa, and the question was, given that noticing your trigger provides you access to some aspect of yourself you have been unable or unwilling to be with, standing there, what access does your trigger provide you for the fulfillment of the purpose of the International Black Summit? Wow. I'm going to have to read that one again for myself. Given that noticing your trigger provides you access to some aspect of yourself you have been unable or unwilling to be with, standing there, what access does your trigger provide you for the fulfillment of the purpose of the International Black Summit? In 1996, we were in Nairobi, Kenya, and the question that came out of that summit was, what is it to just be? What is it to just be? For me, to be with what is, and what is it to just be? To be with what is, for me, I found that I was procrastinating on a project, and to truly be with that, after a while, if I'm being in that space of procrastination, I'm getting tired of being in that space of procrastination. If I'm being with it, eventually I will get sick of being in that space and I will move. The movement will occur because I don't want to be in that space. So to be with what is truly taking it on and sitting with it and being with it. And is this a space that you want to continue to be in? And you have to ask yourself those questions. And what are you going to do to make movement for yourself? A lot of times, and I'll use the word we, but I would look outside of me to find who is going to move me. At the end of the day, I need to move myself. And the 1996 declaration, what is it to just be? When I read that for the first time, I was not there in Kenya. However, when I read that for the first time, it was like, what is it to just be me? What is it to be Jill Van Leesten, to be my authentic self? And in some cases, it was to be vulnerable, but am I willing to be that? So what is it to just be me and be comfortable with being me? So that went a long way in regards to my life. In 1995, we were in New York, and the question was, who am I in relationship to being life as transition? Who am I in relationship in life as transition? We have a caller. We have 310-346. You're live on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Trakasha.
Hello, Trakasha. How are you?
Okay. I'm calling in from Chicago.
Oh, all right. You're in Chicago.
Yes.
Very good. Very good. Well, welcome to the show, Trakasha. And right now, the topic is 14 days into the summit, and of course into our question of what is available when I notice my trigger, be with what is, and trust that it provides me access to my vision fulfilled.
Mm.
So
Whoa.
Do you have any? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it seems like quite a bit, seems like a mouthful, but as I look at my life, and I'm extremely grateful for it, my life is a mouthful. My life is a lot to, comprehend, to ponder, to reflect. And so, you know, I see that question as being, is it a question or a statement?
This is a statement, a statement.
Yeah, well, that statement or declaration is a great one to complete 2012 and have it lead me into 2013, because it contains, like, all the elements of my life, you know. It's asking me to, you know, be with what is. It's also asking me to be with my trigger. And as we've defined trigger, trigger is positive and it can be negative. So a positive trigger is like when I walk into the house and smell beef stew and cornbread cooking, it reminds me of my days as a little girl in Chicago, and it would be snowy and cold, and you come home and my mother be making that beef stew and the cornbread. And, you know, that smell is a trigger for me. I immediately go back to that time in my life where I was being taken care of by my mom. My meals were taken care of. I felt safe. All I had to do was sit at the table. And then trigger can be negative. And I'm here in Chicago, and one of the things I've taken on is a new food plan. So I've been juicing and eating raw. And that's been exciting. But I've been at my friend's house who's been eating like that for 20 years. So while I'm at his house, I don't have any problems having the juice and eating raw. But I'm also here in Chicago for my family reunion on my mother's side. And, you know, at a family reunion, they be cooking everything. So I had to walk into all of that food. And food is a trigger in terms of, you know, I'm trying to reduce my blood pressure, take care of being diabetic. And, you know, they had everything. My girlfriend told me, I got ham for the ham people. I got pork for the pork people. I said, wait a minute, isn't ham and pork the same group? But I mean, they had ham, pork, chicken, turkey, dressing, macaroni, and, you know, everything. And my friend told me, he said, Chikesha, you know, when you go there, you're not going to be able to eat any of that food. And so, you know, I really thought about it, because I said, you know, this is a trigger for me. Now, why they want to have all this food when I'm trying to work on my food plan? But I just kept being with it, and I got with the food's going to be there. And I said, why are you there? And I said, I'm really here to be with my family, not to be with my family and food, but to be with my family. So I said, I'm going to feed off of my family. I'm going to feast with my family relationships. And I didn't eat one thing there.
Wow.
I took my juice. And I did that. I was just being with my family. These are members. Some of them I've never seen. Some of my friends. For 20-something years.
Mm.
And, you know, I took pictures. I did various things. But when it was, I even went over and took a picture of the food. You know, I tried to avoid it for a long time. I said, don't go by the food. Don't go looking at the food. But then towards the end, I was like, go look at it. Go take a picture of it. Don't be triggered. Don't let it be a negative trigger. So I took pictures, so that was a major breakthrough. And I would say it would bring me to my vision, because my vision is to live a long, long, healthy, and fruitful, and fun life. And when I left that evening, I was full. I was totally full. I was full of my family, and I was full of how I'm planning my life to go forward. So it's a mouthful, like I said. And, you know, I'm going to enjoy working with the statement this year. So I'm glad we got the radio show here, you know, every Sunday where we could connect to people all over the world, mm-hmm. People who were at the annual event in Birmingham, Alabama, and people who weren't, and new people that don't even know about it can be with us 52 weeks a year and then join us in Ottawa, Canada in 2013. So I'm excited. I'm excited.
That's wonderful, Shakesha. I'm excited, too. And just listening to you, the power that you had as far as not even eating the food, like the strength, because for me that, oh, my goodness, that would be such a weakness. It truly has encouraged me, because when I go to work, I go into the cafeteria, there's a salad, fruit, but I go straight for the French fries and, you know, the bad stuff. And it's like, you know, I could be full, like you were full off your family. I could be full off the good stuff. You know, you don't have to eat the bad stuff just to be full. You don't have to, and food for me, it doesn't have to be something where I just go to it like, like emotional basis or being an emotional eater. It's like you truly have self-control, and that, I mean, that's a lot for me, and I want to take that on.
All righty. I mean, my name and the word self-control has never been in the same sentence together. So thank you for that acknowledgement. And, you know, I see I'm creating myself. I remember one of our questions from one of our previous summit is about creating my script. So I surely see that I've written a new page in my script this weekend.
Wow.
And, you know, it's amazing. It's you know, this is going to be a lovely, lovely movie, and I can't wait to continue to release the trailer of my life so you can see the coming attraction. You know, we've been waiting for Sparkle to come out. It's out Whitney Houston's last movie, and I've been hearing that it's just fabulous. So, like I said, if you have the questions there, if you can see which one talked about the script in our life, you know, that's what I see, too, is that I'm writing another act, another scene in my life, and I'm writing the script. The script's not being written with me in it, but I'm writing it, which ties into altering the conversation of who we are in the media. You know, like I have my own personal media. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I know my media has been like, that Shakesha can't eat. And, you know, I'm creating another scene in the script. Mm-hmm. And I'm transitioning to another level in my life. Transition definitely has to do with us leaving and making our homecoming, but transition is also just change, and it can be a change from changing your clothes to another outfit to changing from being unmarried to married. It has a lot of different levels and places you can go into transition. And I'm also glad we're looking at that a little bit. That that's a great thing for me to look at as the year is ending, looking at the word transition and where transitions have occurred in my life.
Mm-hmm. And that's, you mentioned the words. Since I've been in the conversation with International Black Summit, the way words are defined and the way words land for me are so different now. That's what I'm present to as well. Like just the way you define transition. Before, I would always look at transition as the final moment in someone's life. And in transition, for me, it's transformation. And, you know, and it's just words, a present time in words. I talked a little bit, to get back, though, to the script, I did read that one because I've been going down the list for our listeners, the questions and declarations here. You all were in Jamaica, West Indies, and the question was, what are the possibilities available from editing the script I've written for my life?
So that's it.
Yeah. That's powerful. So I remember when I was first introduced to the summit, Shakesha was like mentor. She was and still is that for me, and just really was able to help me understand the language and clear things up. And one thing that I remember was we were talking about words and time and money, and just how I was introduced to all those things in a different way, and it was really interesting for me and something new, and it's definitely been part of my growth in this conversation. So I just want to acknowledge Shakesha for all that she has done for me in this conversation of the International Black Summit. I learned a lot from you.
Oh, thank you. And I from you.
Oh,
and that's exactly what I love about the summit. It's allowed me to really get my own greatness and be with my greatness while at the same time having my flaws and having people love me because of my greatness and my flaws. Like that my flaws didn't define who I was. And that people love me, like they said, including my flaws. It wasn't that, I'm like just, you know, this perfect person. And so if I make a mistake, I'm going to fall out of something. With the summit, for me, I've never fell out of anything. I'm always just being present to more and more and more. And the thing I get to be present to is myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just enjoying Chakasha. I love me some Chakasha.
Like my friends would say, would you date you? I'm like, yeah, I would date me. And I know you would date you. I know you would date you. The question or declaration that we left off of, we were, in New Orleans, 1994. What is my relationship to grace in regards to acknowledgement, abundance, wealth, and well-being? And that was a question. Were you there in 1994, Shakesha?
Yes, baby, yes.
What was present for you?
The beauty and the power, and for me that really defined it. We weren't copying anybody. We weren't being somebody else. You know how you're the children of someone, and for many years as you're growing, when people see you, they go, your parents are so-and-so. Or you're the daughter of, you're never defined as yourself, you're defined from your relationship. And I started the summit in 93 in Oakland. So I was very active, and I'm still active in Landmark. So everything I would hear about the summit, it would be in relationship to Landmark. And and it was kind of like people would speak of it that Landmark started it. And in 94, when I went there, one of the head people in Landmark, I think his name's Harry Rosenthal, was there. And he actually helped set up the room. And he was there at the opening ceremony. And in that summit, I really saw who we were was the International Black Summit. Period. And I got who are who we call the OGs, the five original gangsters, the five original facilitators were. I got that we were up to something. I didn't know what a big game we were up to. And then we were in the beautiful, beautiful city of New Orleans. And I tell you, the music of New Orleans was making love to me. I mean, it was kissing me all over. I love the second line. In our opening ceremony, we had this band there that was playing, and we danced around the room, and it was a lot of people there. And the people of New Orleans, I really learned that they want you to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even know you, and all they're concerned about is, are you having a good time? And at that summit, I had a good time, a very good time. Just meeting people and our opening ceremony and the vendors. Oh, girl, did we have vendors. And I bought this hat. Oh, I wish I could find a picture of this hat. Girl, that hat could have walked in by itself. But it was just everything. Everything was brilliant. If you've been to New Orleans, you know it's the Big Easy. And that's what you got from the summit. It was the Big Easy. It had the vendors. It had lots of people, and it was just, to me, it was like, I was like, now I'm seeing who this summit is. Oh, yeah, this is, I'm right. I was right to come on back to this year because that was my second year. And I was like, yeah, you picked a winner here to taste it. These black people, yeah, I said, I like these black people. Yeah, I'm going to hang with these black people. And they're international. Because, see, one of my visions were to travel. I wanted to travel my whole life. And when they said they went, and it was a gathering of people from all over, I was like, yeah, I'm going to hang with them. And, you know, the summit has taken me all over the world. I have traveled to 5 of the 7 continents in accompany of the summit. And not just doing, like, when I thought about it, I was just going to go those places and look at them. But with the summit, I have gone those places and been part of transforming our people. And when I say transforming, I wasn't doing nothing to any black people. I was just getting to see who black people were and get to be my contribution. And 94 was me standing in the room going, this is all right. Yes, I like this. And like they say, what is my relationship to grace in regards to acknowledgement, abundance, wealth, and well-being?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's exactly where I am in my life right now, in acknowledgement, abundance, wealth, and well-being. So, you know, I hadn't had a chance to look at this like this, but it's like I came full circle. When I walked into the room in 1994, I didn't know, I knew about the question, but I didn't know about it like how I'm experiencing it now. And, you know, it's, even though the questions are past questions, we still have the opportunity to revisit these questions and move through these questions and observe how our lives have moved through them. So I was there, and I'm present to a lot. You know, so much that I could talk all night long. I'm going to stop right there.
Well, real quick, we have 5 minutes. I do have 3 more questions that came out of the International Black Summit. And the 1993, we were in Oakland, California, and that question was, who or what must I be in order to transform the black community and the world? And in 1992, we were in Highland Park, Michigan, and that question that came out of the summit was, what must I transform within myself in order to transform the world? I like that. And then, of course, in 1991, right here in Atlanta, Georgia, who am I in relationship to the Black community? What is it to be Black? And Shakesha, as I read from this year all the way to 1991, I definitely am present to how these questions are just right smack dab in my face, and where I see myself, and I can see where I have grown. Just even though I've been to 3 summits. I haven't, been to all of them, but I can see in the question where I have grown in this conversation. And these questions, I was telling the audience that the questions come out of the authentic listening based on the participants and what's being provided in the universe, and how the facilitators are truly in their authentic listening and hearing what the conversation that comes out in that week of August was being self-generated, and then the question then is created. Do you have anything you'd like to add about that? Okay. I guess your case is on mute.
I'm still here.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to add anything. I think you've pointed to some great themes, and, it's almost just be with it.
Yeah.
Just having the opportunity to continue to be with all of those questions and all of the places we've gone and where we're going next year, and how, as people listen to this radio show, maybe you weren't in Birmingham, Alabama, but Ottawa, Canada is coming. And it's like, start planning now. Start putting $20, $30 away so that the money you get handled right now. And as Jill said, I have a workshop called It's Not About the Money. So that's really not what's holding you from going somewhere or being somewhere. Let's start planning right now. And I know the talk show will be consistently supporting us on getting to Ottawa, because I want to see all of you people out there listening be in Ottawa with us in 2013. If you've never been to Canada, Canada is awesome, awesome. And I just want to thank you for this lovely meal today, Jill. I've once again gotten full.
Wow. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Shakesha. And I just want to thank our listeners out there. And again, we're on every Sunday evening, 8 Eastern Standard Time. You can find us at blacksummit.org. And we hope that you tune in every Sunday evening and get full. Again, this is the International Black Summit. And on behalf of the host team and the summit, we want to thank you so much. And I hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful week. Have a good evening, everyone.
Okay, see you in Ottawa, 2013.
Ottawa, all right. Thanks, everyone. Good night.